In this video, I will show you how to create a model and stand it up as a web service and then test it in IPython, all in Azure. We start by creating a simple experiment. In this case, we use a data set that contains information about vehicles. You'll see in this data set, we have things like the miles per gallon, and you can see the other information about the vehicle, number of cylinders, displacement, and so forth. The dataset contains some elements we do not need. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to use Project Columns to just select the columns which we need for this model. We launch the column selector and click down there. We select MPG, which is what we like to predict, and then some of the other features of this vehicles. The next thing we do is we need to add a trainer to train our model. We select this, and we pick a model. In this case, we're going to use a random forest. We connect the random forest to our trainer and the data set to our trainer as well. We need to tell it which is the column we're interested in predicting, in this case MPG, so we enter that. We also need some method to score once we've trained our model, so we pick a scorer and we'll connect the scorer to the trained model and also to our data. Okay, so let's run the model and look at the results. And it shows that it's done. So let's visualize the output. And if you take a look there, there's our original MPG. And let's compare it against our scored labels. And we see we got a pretty good fit to the data. Okay, now this is done. The first thing we do is we take our model and we save it as a trained model. So let's give it a name. And we'll name this DF for Decision Forest, MPG. And then we can give it a short description just because we might want to use this model again later. Right, now that we have our experiment where we trained, what we do next is that we're actually going to save this as a new experiment, which will form the basis for our service. Let's call this the MPG Scorer experiment. So the first thing we do is we trim the modules which we no longer need. Since we already trained the model, we're going to replace the trainer with the saved model. We named it DFMPG, so we drag that in. And we connect it to the scoring port. Next thing we do is we're also going to, from the input columns, we're going to select remove MPG, since we don't need that as an input, because that's what we're trying to predict. We're also going to look at the output, since the output by default will produce both the inputs plus the predicted value. We're going to filter out so that we keep only the predicted value in the output. And you'll see scored labels is the name of our prediction, so we keep only that in the output. Next thing we do is we select the inputs and output ports for our service. So the input ports is where the API is going to receive as inputs, and the output is what we output. We run this model. This is kind of similar to compilation. It tests that everything works, and it also sets it up so it's ready for being published as a service. It's completed. So the next thing we do is we click down there on publish as a service. We confirm yes, this is what we want to do. And you'll see this pops up the information that you need to access the service. It has the keys. It also has some help on the API. Here you'll see the endpoints. And down below, we actually provide sample code for how would you access the service. You'll see that we provide sample code for C#, Python, and R. In this case, we want to test our model in Python. So we're going to take the Python code, copy it, and I will scroll over to our IPython notebook, which I've got running. We paste it in there. The next thing we need to do is we just need to go get the key. You'll see we've got just a placeholder in there. We paste our key in, and let's edit some of the values, get some realistic values, say a 6-cylinder car, a displacement of 200 horsepower, and a weight of 3,000, a realistic acceleration value, say 15, and we'll run this, shows that it's done, and let's ask to print the result, and presto, we have a result. So what just happened is we trained the model and we stood it up as a service on Azure and called it from IPython.